Hello, it is the Little Mental Health Project, and Happy New Year to everyone. This is our first podcast in 2023, and as per usual, you're with me, Colina, and my co-host.
Mwah, hey, happy new year.
Thank you. What about for me or the audience?
That was to all of you. That was a universal one.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So how have you entered the new year? What's been going on? I think, 2023, let's just dive in. How have you been?
It's been a rough start to the year. Just, taking it a day at a time and allowing myself to feel everything that I need to feel in order to come out on the other side. Just I think for the most part, when we're going through like a rough patch or like a difficult time in our lives, we want to like rush the process. We want to like rush the hurt or the pain that we're feeling so that it goes away, because we just want to be happy as human beings. We just don't want to feel pain. We don't want to feel like the world is crashing around us and everything else is burning. And so I found myself saying the past couple of days that, oh, I just want everything to go away, but there isn't any healing in like things going away immediately, rather allowing yourself to like feel everything that you need to feel and like process it, even if it's painful, even if it's rough, but to just sit with your pain and hopefully, not hopefully, but knowing that, there's always less pain at the end of the process of, whatever you're trying to heal from or whatever you're trying to process in that moment. So yeah, it's been a rough start to my year, but I'm keeping the faith, I guess, in hopes that things are going to get better and I'll be in a way better headspace, after I allow myself to feel all the things that I need to feel for now. So for now, my reality is just accepting the process as is. Yeah. How is your year started?
I mean, I have to respond to that. I can't just jump into that, but I just want to say thank you for your vulnerability. Thank you for your honesty and your openness. Not a lot of people can do that. And the fact that, I mean, you've expressed yourself so well, and I think what it really shows is an understanding of yourself, an understanding, or rather even, I mean, yes, an understanding of yourself as you know yourself right now, and of your capabilities. You're doing the best that you can with what you know right now, with the tools that you have right now. You're doing the best, and I just want to say I'm really, really proud of you. Obviously, as your friend, I am well aware of more than what you just say on the podcast, but I do really just want you to know that I am extremely proud of you for how you handle things all the time, how you are so gracious in doing so with yourself as well as with others. And I always say this, that you have actually taught me how to process, and Heisha, I mean, if people listen to these podcasts, maybe they'll get tired of me saying this, but anyway, here we go. But as someone with the background that I have, right, in terms of substance abuse and addiction, obviously, if you have that sort of background, you get used to masking your feelings, you get used to masking your emotions, and learning how to actually face yourself and your feelings and your emotions is probably one of the hardest things
No.
to do, even if you don't have that background. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, as someone with it, the whole premise of substance abuse and addiction is the masking. You know, like you're covering up something. You know, and coming face to face with feelings. For me to actually hear someone say, "I'm allowing myself to feel everything. I'm allowing myself to," you know, like to be in the process. You're present in the process is, I mean, I still get like chills when I think about things, you know, like because when you come face to face with your feelings and your emotions and all of that, it's pretty scary, you know, and it's not something that everybody is taught. And when you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to be intentional about this, it means you have to look at things that you would maybe ordinarily want to run away from, you know, but because it's like you're coming face to face with things that you may not like, you know, things that are uncomfortable, things that are, yeah, you know, just things that are uncomfortable, they don't fit well, you know. And the fact that you're doing that and you're doing that so graciously, and you are actually like even mentioning it on this podcast, I'm so proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Well, I figured like if we're recording and like we're having candid conversations, I can't go about pretending like, oh my gosh, I'm so good, it's so rosy in this new 2023. But like what I'm learning in life is that I'm tired of adults who choose to just be in dysfunctional situations and like, you know. So like I know that dysfunction comes from sometimes not processing, you know, your feelings well, not sitting in your pain, and like, you know, like you said, masking the pain and like, you know, covering that up with something else because you want to pretend the pain doesn't exist. And that's how we create dysfunction in society. And you know, when we're dysfunctional, we're careless and we're like reckless with other people and their feelings. And you know, I'm learning that that just doesn't affect me as a person. If I'm being dysfunctional, it's not just affecting me as Colina. You know, if I'm being reckless and like for lack of better words, like irresponsible with like, you know, myself and like those around me, then I create dysfunction in the world because it's affecting everyone, you know? So, like, if we don't deal with our pain, we don't sit down with it, if we don't allow ourselves to, like, feel that pain to the fullest extent and, you know, just process it. I know it's hard. It's like it's extremely difficult and painful. If you don't allow yourself to process that, then you create dysfunction and, as someone who has experienced a lot of dysfunction caused by other people, I don't want to be a contributor of dysfunction. I want to be a contributor of kindness. I want to be a contributor of the best version of myself, you know, like presenting myself as the best version of myself. And like, I know like I'm not perfect because at the end of the day, I'm a human being, but like, to actually try, you know, with everything that I have to not create dysfunction. So I think that's why, I think even when like I started this podcast, I think it was just about like, you know, choosing to like find healing by being vulnerable and like, you know, to find some semblance of strength, you know, in being vulnerable, because when we are able to open ourselves up to vulnerability, when we're able to like, you know, put ourselves out there with our pain to say, hey, I'm human, I struggle, I suffer sometimes, sometimes I hurt, you know, sometimes life is hard, you know, we're like extending a hand to the next person who is thinking that life is just hard for them, who's thinking like, oh my goodness, why do I always have to, you know, go through pain by myself, you know. But by being able to show others that, hey, listen, there's pain here, you know, this world is full of like a lot of difficult things, and like everyone at some point will like experience pain and like hurt, And it's okay, you know, it's okay to like experience that. And I don't know, I feel like I'm just rambling, but it's okay to experience that and be able to share it with the world because you're showing compassion for the next person. And the next person then in turn can like be compassionate with themselves because, you know, they start to see themselves as human because I think sitting in pain can be like really lonely, you know?
Yeah.
And so when you're able to like see and like feel that there are other people that can feel pain as well, I think it becomes less lonely, you know? It becomes less lonely and it's like one person is passing on like a light to the next person to just say, hey, look, it's dark like right now. It's dark like right now. It's painful and it feels lonely, but you're not alone because pain is universal, you know. So I think that's why I choose to like be vulnerable with my emotions and with my feelings, of course, without like putting everything out there, but you know, just to say, okay, this is the headspace I'm in right now, and it's okay, you know, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Oh gosh, the thing is, you have said quite a lot. And I mean, I get you, but you know, when people are still trying to understand themselves and all of that, like,
Yeah.
still, you know, I don't even know. It's pretty tough. I don't even know how to put it because I'm also in a stage where I'm trying to figure a couple things out. But what I do know is that the fact that I'm trying to figure a couple of things out and how to process things and how to be better, you know, how to also be more positive minded, just to improve my mental and emotional health, right? I'm going through a stage where I'm figuring out why is it so hard, to get our emotional and mental health in a good space, you know, and what I have been really going through or really thinking about rather at the moment is a lot of it has to do with how we were taught how to do that, right? And some of these things may be so uncomfortable to say, especially as Malawians, with the culture that we have and all of them. Reason being, if we now express that, okay, maybe our parents should have done better, a lot of people will take it as you're trashing your parents. But really, it's not that. It's just like, I'm just saying that, you know, maybe they didn't really equip us that well. You know what I'm saying? And that's of no fault of theirs. Maybe they were not really equipped to do so. They did the best with what they could at that time, right? But what I am seeing is that we as a society, and not just as Malawians, but just generally, it's hard. I don't even know if I'm making sense myself, but it is hard because I've been looking at a couple of things. I'm like, why is my emotional and mental health like this? But it's like, I don't feel like I was really equipped with certain skills. And also that could do with the fact that I also went to boarding school very early, right? But like, and that's of no fault of my parents or anyone else. I think just as a community, and not just Malawians, I just think like as humankind, you know, I think we've got a lot of work to do with how we actually equip ourselves and then our you know, our children, etc., with the skills to manage, you know, their mental and emotional health. And I guess the reason I'm saying this as well is because one, not only to do with how I'm feeling, but then also being a mom, if you get what I mean. I think this is the reason why I'm using this particular,
Line of
I don't
thought.
know what the word is.
No,
Yeah, this one, you know, but like, yeah.
I definitely hear you, and like even I think even to say like I hear what you're saying, like, oh, why didn't my parents, you know, like do this, and like not in a way like to like trash your parents in any way, but like I feel like even they weren't taught that, you know, and And I'm learning for the most part that we have to learn that on ourselves, like not for like you have learned this, so now you can impart it on your child, you know, you can teach that to your child. But like for the most part, I think the lot of us had the lot of us had to learn this on our own, and like there were very hard lessons, you know, because it's also very easy to just, you know, mask yourself with positivity, like for like quote unquote toxic positivity, to say, oh, like this is hard, or my mental is like this, oh, this is what's going on, or the world is such a difficult place to live in. And then to just, you know, like there's this thing where they say, oh, just have a mantra. You just need to like reaffirm and recite your like positive mantras. I think that doesn't leave a lot of room for you to like grow within discomfort, you know, because you're masking that discomfort with positivity that you don't need to be hearing in that moment. Like, yes, it's good to hear some words of encouragement, you know, it's good to encourage yourself to know that there's almost always light at the end of the tunnel, but like to just acknowledge that sometimes there's going to be seasons in your life when it's going to be dark, you know. It's going to be seasons in your life when it's going to be difficult. And if you're not feeling positive in that season, it's still okay, you know? It doesn't mean then you're like, oh, a negative Nancy, or it doesn't mean then that you're like, oh goodness, like, you know, I don't process my pain well. It just means that you recognize that life is about seasons, you know? And life is about dealing with things the way you need to deal with them. So for instance, what do you call this? For instance, your sink is broken. You call a plumber to come sort out your sink, you know? You don't call someone to come and sing the sink into wellness. You get what I mean? Like, the plumber needs to do the work. And I think that's where sitting with your pain and doing the work is important, because the plumber has to like twist and like, you know, squeeze some things out. If there's a blockage, he has to like, you know, poke at the blockage until everything comes out, and then there's like water that's flowing that's a lot more cleaner, and water that's going out into the septic tank or wherever, you know, your sink water goes to. So, I don't even know if I'm making sense, but my mind like is all over the place. But I just think it's important to like remember that it's okay not to always have a positive mindset. To sit with what you're seeing, and then wait until that passes, because because that's where your growth happens. That's where, you know, that's where you learn who you are. That's where you learn about yourself.
I mean, that sounds so good because it sounds good, but there are very few people that know how to sit in discomfort. You know, when we are uncomfortable, we rush to do something else. You know, we rush to feel another way. There are not many people that can say, "I'm feeling slightly uncomfortable. Let me look this feeling in the face and just unpack it." It's so hard. It is so hard. And even now, like even let's say like not necessarily like running to a substance or anything anymore, right? I'm not even sure if I still do things in the healthiest of ways because I may just be like, you know what? Let me just watch Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just like I'm still like choosing to ignore it. And
That's
that's still healthy in a way.
yeah, that's okay to like to be struggling with something and say, let me just watch Netflix, is not you ignoring your pain. You're still sitting with it. You get what I mean? Because all you're doing is just watching something to pass time. Because what I mean by like sitting with your pain is not to say, all day I'm just gonna sit here and I'm just gonna cry and I'm just gonna cry and I'm just gonna be sad all day. No, it means to like just allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. Like, personally for me, it's important to like maybe take like 10, 15 minutes where maybe I'll sit in the bathroom and I'll be like, oh God, this hurts so much. But like, yo, this is really, really hard, you know? Like, help me process this. Like, help
Yeah,
me.
no, there are very few of you that can do that. there are very few people that can do that.
Oh wow, I really hope that we can all try and find ways in which we can do that with our pain. Like, you can go for a drive, that's not masking, you know? You're still, when you walk with your heart, because pain can be in the heart or it can be in your mind. And when you go for a drive, you're going with your heart and with your mind. You get what I mean? So you're still sitting with your pain, you know? You're still sitting with it and you're like still walking with it, you know? And allowing yourself to feel while at the same time doing other things, because like, in as much as it's hard to accept, like sometimes when we're like in pain or like going through something, we just want to lie down defeated and be like, oh, this is where I'm gonna stay in bed, I'm not gonna go anywhere. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If that's how you process, then that's all right, you know. Do what works for you. But like, if you have a job, if you have school, if you have a business, you have to get up, you know, you have to get up and like do what you need to do. You get what I mean? And that doesn't mean you're ignoring your pain, but you're just accepting that, okay, life sucks right now, but there's stuff that I still need to do, because you can't also rob yourself of that. You can't also take that away from yourself, because you need to continue doing what you need to continue doing. And if you can't continue doing what you need to do, that's all right as well, you know? It doesn't make you any less of a
Yeah.
person. But like, yeah, I think I was just trying to make a point to say that sitting with it looks differently, you know, looks different for everyone.
Absolutely.
As long as you're not masking the pain, as long as you're not covering it with, I don't know, maybe like you say, with substance abuse, or like, oh, I'm just gonna sleep with multiple people to like fill this void, or like have this pain, you know, or I'm just gonna
Yeah.
and do something reckless. So it looks like different things for like a lot of people, as long as you're not in unhealthy ways, you know. And like, I'm not a health expert, so I can't say what is healthy and what is not. I can only speak to my experience. I can only speak to my process, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when this was obviously before I had my son.
Yeah.
I used to get so there'd be periods, yeah, where I'd get so down, and it was usually like after maybe like taking like maybe drinking or whatever, right? I would get so down because it's like I wouldn't want to do that or whatever, or even if it wasn't like drinking related, but like I'm just speaking about my down moments, right? That I couldn't leave the bed,
Yeah.
I could not leave my bed, and literally just. I would just be there posted, If anything, maybe I would just get up to get some food, maybe just go take a quick shower, get back into bed, watch series, And then when you live with people, it's like, oh my God, I have to, there needs to be some semblance of normalcy or whatever, right? Normality, whatever the word is. So sorry,
No, we
it's
hear
the
what
first week
you
of
mean. That's all
yeah,
matters. That's all that
you
matters.
feel me, like nobody should even assess me today about the words I use, but like you know what I mean. And I actually think that I got used to that, I got used to the occasional. I think I can actually say at least once a month that would be, I would maybe like 2 days where I would just be in that state. And it was so hard for me to even express it to anybody and all of that. But obviously, I mean, after I had my child, and well, actually, like even when I was pregnant and all of that, just getting more into my mental health, like in terms of therapy, personal therapy for myself, as well as my own sort of research and all of that. And then obviously, then finally coming to have a child, that became impossible to do. Like it became impossible to just have time for myself to just marinate, self-pity, whatever that was. And then I had to, kind of like figure out alternative ways of handling myself, healthier ways, But there are still times when, and I'll just be like, I can't, I don't know. But
Yeah.
now I think it's healthier. That wasn't necessarily the healthiest thing,
Yes.
right? But now it's like, okay, maybe I'll go for a drive or whatever, you know, like I specifically take myself out of people's company. I
Yes.
put myself in a situation where I'm by myself, but now it's like it's healthy because it's like, okay, I'm taking myself out of the situation. What I'm saying is healthy, but I know to others, for example, maybe my parents, because I still live with my parents as a single mom, not forever. Nobody should like be saying anything or judging anything right now, okay? But like but like, you know, for them it may look like, so she's leaving her child to just go for a drive. Why is she like this? You know what I'm saying? But for me, it's healthy, trust me. Coming from where we're coming from, you know. But like the reason I'm like bringing up all these things is that, you know, I'm not sure if we're talking enough about what we do in these moments, you know, like what we do when we need, I don't know, when we need to see ourselves or when we need a moment to just take a look at what's happening or to process or to feel, you know.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. And like, you know, what looks, like you said, what looks healthy for one person might not be healthy for the other person, you know? And like, listen, pain is extremely personal. It is universal, but it is extremely personal. And like, different
Absolutely.
feel it in like different multitudes, magnitudes. I don't know, like, goodness, magnitudes, I think, is the right word. Different people differently. I, for instance, I am someone who like feels very, very deeply, you know. I'm also a dysfunctional empath, so I am going to feel things at some level where I'm just like, oh my gosh, just make it stop. And like, if I need to drive in that moment to feel better, but like, personally, I'd rather not drive because I'm so distracted on the road when like I'm struggling like that. I can't. I'm just like so distracted. Like, I think I'm a danger to like everyone on the road when I'm like going through something like, you know, significantly painful, you know. But like, I think finding a healthy balance is about what works for you as a person, without harming yourself in turn, and without harming those around you, and without causing dysfunction. So if you have to go and cry in your bedroom because you're not ready to talk about what's happening, you're not ready to share with people like what is bothering you. For me personally, when I oh, sorry, we just lost, we were in load shedding now, so I'm so sorry about that. Just trying to sort out my hotspot.
No, I think it. No problem.
Yeah, so when we're in that place where we, you know, where we like don't understand our pain and like we don't want to talk about it just yet, you know, being able to like space where there's other people, because you know, sometimes all I have to do is see my little sister and she says, oh, are you okay? And like, that is all I need to break down and like just go on break down, like, oh my gosh, no, I'm not okay, you know, because it's hard, things are hard, man. Like, matters of emotions, they're really difficult. And like you say, we don't talk about it enough, you know, we don't talk about it enough. We're not equipped skills, like at school, no one teaches us how to do that. No one teaches us how to like process, you know. No one teaches us how to process our feelings. So it's always going to be like, always something that I think we should be open to learning for ourselves and like for the people in our lives. Because like, what you don't want as a person is, like I said, and I'm not gonna stop stressing on this, what you don't want to do as a person is to be someone who brings dysfunction into the world, you know. You don't want to be the person that is causing dysfunction, especially when you know how badly dysfunction can affect you. So you don't want to put back the same energy, you know. You don't want to put back the same energy into the world. You get, I don't know if and yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you.
So you just have to like try, you know, until you can't anymore, you know. Like, it's hard. It's so hard. And but you just have to try, babes. You just have to try, you know. You have to try with everything that you have. And when that fails, well, it failed, but like, you tried, you know, as a person, you tried to put yourself out there to like do
I
what
lost you for a bit there.
you can. Sorry? Oh goodness,
Let's say I lost you for a bit there.
my internet connection is so unstable. You know what? I think we should sign out and then we can
Yeah.
pick it up from like here, because yeah, I even have like 3G right now, so it's not working. But like, we can pick
Okay,
it.
no, but we can end though.
Yeah, we can put this one out and then like, you
Yeah.
know, continue on to the next podcast. Yeah. But thank you so much.
Yeah.
I feel like,
No problem.
yeah. All right. You have a lovely day.
But I okay. Okay, let me just I'll say this on WhatsApp, no problem.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay,
Bye.
bye.